Please rise. The portion of God's holy word that we turn our attention to this morning is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Dear fellow worshipers of our living Lord and Savior, He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. We live in a broken world. Yes, it is true that we see a tremendous amount of beauty in this world, especially here in Northern California. Yes, it is true that God in His unbounded grace and mercy gives us many, many smile moments, many wonderful little things that bring a smile to our face over and over again. But that does not negate the fact that we live in a broken world, a world that has been broken by sin. And because this world has indeed been broken by sin, that means that we also live in a dangerous world, a world that is a danger to our faith, a world that is a danger to our children and our grandchildren. I can recall that many years ago, my grandma told me that if I could go back and see the world that she grew up in, I wouldn't recognize it. I never understood what grandma meant until I had children of my own. My children would not recognize the world that I grew up in. And that holds even more true for my grandchildren. We do indeed live in a dangerous world, my friends, because we live in a world that has been broken by sin. It is for that reason that our living Lord and Savior has promised us that one day He will come back and take us to a better world, a perfect world, a world where there is no danger at all, a world that cannot and will not harm the dearly beloved children of God. It is for that reason that our Savior has promised us that until He comes back to take us home to heaven, our Heavenly Father will protect us. As we gather together on this joyous Mother's Day, our goal is to see how those promises of our living Lord and Savior melt together very well with what every Christian mom and what every Christian grandma wants for their children and their grandchildren. Since the portion of scripture that contains our text for today is known as Jesus' High Priestly Prayer, today let's study this text under the theme, A Mother's Day Perspective on Jesus' High Priestly Prayer. With these words, God the Holy Spirit has the Apostle John take us all the way back to the night before Jesus was crucified. In the presence of His disciples and in their hearing, Jesus had already prayed for Himself with the certainty, the absolute certainty of successfully completing the mission that He came into this world to do. Jesus prays to His Heavenly Father, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began, realizing that he would soon be returning home to heaven, and realizing what his disciples would encounter when he was no longer visibly there to protect them. What did Jesus do? He prayed. He prayed for his disciples. Again, in full view of his disciples and in full hearing of his disciples, he prayed, "Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one." Notice how Jesus addresses his God as Holy Father. The holiness of the Heavenly Father is beyond reproach. As the first person of the Holy Trinity, the holiness of the Heavenly Father soars far beyond anything that we can comprehend. It soars far beyond anything and everything in this world, a world that has indeed been broken by sin. Jesus also makes it very clear in this prayer what he is asking his Heavenly Father to do for his disciples. He says, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. Notice how clearly Jesus brings out that the protection of the Heavenly Father is closely bound together with the power of his name. What is Jesus talking about here? What is the name of the Heavenly Father? Ultimately, it's the holy revealed word of our God. God's word has a power that is in a category all by itself. No other word, no other writing, no other scripture can even begin to compare to the power that is inherent in God's holy word. Think about it, my friends. God's word has the power to convict us of our sin. God's word has the power to console us with the guarantee of full and free forgiveness through faith in what God's Son has done for us. God's word has the power to protect us from the temptations and the threats and the power of the devil himself. And Jesus' goal, Jesus' purpose in asking his Heavenly Father to protect us by the power of his name, to protect us by the power of his holy word, that goal, that purpose is found in the words, "so that they may be one, as we are one." Unity. True unity. Unity that is based upon the writings and the teachings found in the Bible. When we, as Jesus' disciples, believe, teach, and confess that the Bible is the holy, inspired, and errant word of the one and only living God, when we, as Jesus' disciples, take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ, when we, as Jesus' disciples, refuse to add or subtract anything from what God has revealed to us on the pages of Scripture, then we are united. Then we are united with each other. Then we are united with the God of heaven. What a beautiful example Jesus sets for all of his disciples. And since this is Mother's Day, let's take a moment to highlight what a beautiful example Jesus sets for Christian moms and Christian grandmas. As you offer up your daily prayers to your Heavenly Father, make sure that you include your children and your grandchildren in those prayers. No matter how old they are, and no matter how young they are, take the time to pray for each and every one of them. And while there might be specific details of their life, challenges, and blessings that you feel compelled to bring before the throne of your Heavenly Father, do not say amen until you have asked your Heavenly Father to protect them. Protect them by the power of his name. Protect them by the power of his holy, inspired word. This, of course, means that you need to teach them God's word. You need to talk to them about what God says in his word. This means that you need to show them how important God's word is to you by bringing them to church and Sunday school as often as you possibly can. This means that you need to impress upon them how important it is to stay faithful to God's word, even if, even when, their friends, their teachers, and the world around them forsakes and abandons the truth of God's word. Our children and our grandchildren are indeed living in a world that has been broken by sin. Our children and our grandchildren are living in a world that is dangerous for their immortal soul. They are living in a world where they need your Heavenly Father to protect them. So pray. Pray every single day for the protection of your Heavenly Father. Now look at verses 13 through 16 of our text. In the hearing of his disciples, Jesus prays to his Holy Father, I am coming to you now, but I pray these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. I see our Savior emphasizing two main points in this portion of his prayer. The first point centers on asking his Heavenly Father to ensure that his disciples, Jesus' disciples, are able to see that everything that was about to happen to him, his betrayal, his arrest, his crucifixion, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven, everything that was about to happen to him was all a part of the Heavenly Father's plan, his plan for the salvation of this world. And since all of this was a part of the Heavenly Father's plan, Jesus asks his Heavenly Father to see to it that his disciples recognize this plan so that they will receive the full measure of Jesus' joy within them. This is something that Christian moms and Christian grandmas can also include in their daily prayers to your Heavenly Father. Ask your Heavenly Father to give your children and your grandchildren the full measure of the joy that comes from knowing that their Heavenly Father has a plan for them. Not only do you want them to have the joy that comes from knowing that their Father has a plan for their eternity, but you also want them to have the joy that comes from knowing that their Heavenly Father has a plan for their life here on this earth. No, they may not always understand the Heavenly Father's plan. No, they may not always agree with the Heavenly Father's plan. That's why it's important for you to do everything you can to keep them focused on the cross of Calvary's Hill. That's why it's important for you to do everything you can to help them grow in their knowledge of what God has revealed on the pages of his holy word. The more they understand what God has done for them, the more they understand what God has revealed to them, the more they will have the full measure of his joy within them. The second point that I see our Savior emphasizing here in his prayer is to protect Jesus' disciples from the hatred of the world, from the hatred of the evil one. The hatred that this world has for Jesus' disciples, the hatred that the evil one, Satan, has for Jesus' disciples, is based upon the fact that everyone who believes and trusts in Jesus as their only Savior from sin is not of the world, just as Jesus is not of the world. As disciples of Jesus, we are to be different from the world around us, my friends. We think different. The way that we talk is different. The way that we act is different. The world recognizes that we are indeed different from them, and they hate us for that difference. While that hatred may not be open and evident at work or at school or at the ball game, when the world sees that we refuse to join them in things that the Bible says are wrong, when the world sees that we refuse to support anything that the God of heaven has declared to be sinful, now, the hatred of the world can easily come out in the form of ridicule and rejection. The relevance of this portion of Jesus' high priestly prayer to Mother's Day, to me at least, it's very clear. As a Christian mom and as a Christian grandma, you know how much you need to teach and remind your children to stay away from people, to stay away from activities that could lead them away from their dear Lord and Savior. But since the hatred of the world can be so strong and so subtle, your daily prayers to your Heavenly Father need to include asking Him to protect and strengthen your children so that they do not fall prey. Pray to that roaring lion whose only goal is to devour their soul. And if, God forbid, if they do get caught in a trap that has been set for them by the devil, the world, or their own sinful flesh, you're their mom, you're their grandma. Take them by the hand, lead them to the foot of the cross on Calvary's Hill, and assure them of their Savior's love and forgiveness. That thought ties in well with the closing verses of our text. Jesus prays to his Heavenly Father, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified." The word sanctified means to set apart as holy. Through the powerful truth of God's word, we have been set apart as holy in the eyes of our Heavenly Father. Through the power of God's holy word, we have been set apart as holy, but we have also been set apart for a purpose. While we are not of the world, we are to go out into the world and share the glorious message of God's amazing grace with others. We are to proclaim to them how Jesus sanctified himself, how he set himself apart as the holy sacrifice that takes away the sin of the world. This is something that we all need to remember, especially our children and our grandchildren. We have all been set apart as holy to God. We have all been set apart for a purpose. Do not allow anyone or anything to convince you that you have no worth or no value in this world. Do not allow anyone or anything to convince you that you have no purpose in your life. Your value and your worth comes from your connection to Jesus. Your purpose in life is to share Jesus and what he has done with as many people as you can. We do indeed live in a broken world, my friends, a world that has been broken by sin. Even with all of its beauty, even with all of the wonderful things that bring a smile to our face, on a spiritual level, this world is a very dangerous place to live, especially for our children and our grandchildren. May God grant that all of us, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, may God grant that all of us will follow the example that Jesus sets for us here in our text and daily approach our Heavenly Father in prayer. Happy Mother's Day. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.